2EC Mornings with James, and we're joined now by commercial fisherman trap man Burr McGuey. Good morning, trap man.
Hey, James. How you going?
Yeah, very well, thanks. How you been?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Just getting through lobster season. It's been pretty good going here, so can't complain.
Oh, good to hear. Now, there were a couple of guys recently that got rescued after running into some trouble at the Naruma Bar. What advice would you give to tourists who are in the area planning on taking the boat out in areas like Marimbula and Naruma, where there's a bar crossing that needs to be crossed, but it can get a bit hairy at times?
Yeah, Naruma's a tricky bar, especially in a northerly swell. Any swell coming from the north that seems to really kick in there. A lot of the locals will tell you that there's a big northerly swell of 2 metres or something. That's probably a bar not really worthy for someone who doesn't know the area. Definitely listen to your marine rescue there. The ones at Naruma, they're pretty good. They've always got their eye on the bar because they're up on the hill there. Always have to wear your life jacket going through the bar, obviously, in any kind of open boat or any kind of boat at all, actually. Definitely get on the marine rescue at Naruma and ask them about conditions because they got eyes on the water 24/7 there, so they're good. Marimbula is a very shallow bar. It's not overly hugely dangerous, but it's a real shallow water at low tide, and any boat bigger than 4 metres, five metres, is going to struggle there at the lowest part of the tide. So it is protected from the north, but anything from the south, it's a little bit open, but it's not a huge swell on that bar. It's just super shallow at the moment.
Yeah, so in regards to the new FAD in Burr McGuey, firstly, for those that don't know, FAD stands for Fish Aggregating Device. For those who don't know what that is or what it does, give us some insight.
It's just a float. Fish seem to attract, small fish, bait fish, attract things floating like logs and patches of seaweed and that. So they've got these artificial attractant floats out there in the fisheries. It's done through direct fishing and the fisheries, and they put these floats out and every summer and attracts dolphin fish, kingfish, but mostly dolphin fish to these trap floats or floats, so they call them fads. Just like my trap floats, sometimes you'll see a lot of dolphin fish around them too. They just seem to hang around these. That's a tough word, that one, James.
Try and say that one three times fast, trap man. Fish aggregating device, fish aggregating device, fish aggregating device.
That's a tough word. They hang around these floats and just be attracted to them. And yeah, you can get a lot of dolphin fish at times around these floats. So we haven't had one at Burr McGuey. Marimba's had them, Marimbula down to Eden. And there's a bit of work going on with one being approved now. We're just finalising the position of it, which is probably going to be the northern end of the 12 mile in about 70 fathoms, just to avoid the trawl grounds and historical lobster fishing grounds there. So it's going to happen in the new year, and I think it'll be an every year thing after that, and probably be in a bit earlier, because the earlier the better. January, you start to get a few dolphin fish around. So yeah, it's a good thing. Good for wreck fishing and good for the town.
What else is happening in terms of the fishing scene and up, you know, around your neck of the woods in Burr McGuey? What's news?
There's been a few kingfish at Montague Island off Naruma there. A lot of small fish, unfortunately, which is also a good thing. As long as there's some kingfish in the water, it's a good thing. I mean, I've seen lots of baby kingfish around my trap floats lately, of, you know, some only 6 inches long, but hundreds and hundreds of them, which is a good sign that there's some future population there. But that's why I haven't been fishing too bad. People have been getting a good feed of legals, but having to get a lot of unders. I haven't heard much about the rivers here. Definitely Marimbula and Pambula at our Tarsa area. The rivers have been fishing really good for big flathead down there. We haven't seen any marlin in the game fishing yet, and the water's still a little bit cold, but I think sometime January there should be the first marlin show up here. The water's still hovering around that 19 degrees, so we need to get it up around the 21 degrees and higher for the first striped marlin to turn up. Snapper fishing's been good on the reefs, and all the local guys here have been doing all right in the sand, flathead on the sand. So just the weather. Yeah, we've just had a bad run of weather the last couple of weeks. Nor'easters and southerlies, and there's haven't been many breaks during the week for fishing, but everyone's been getting out and getting a good feed when they have, so it hasn't been too bad.
Yeah, fingers crossed the weather can get on the improve, especially when with everyone taking a bit of time off.
Yeah, I think, you know, we'll strike last Christmas and New Year's, but most New Year's and Christmases have been really nice weather here for weeks. So hopefully January next year we'll have some nice weather for all the tourists and all the local businesses to get back to normal.
And Trapman, not sure if you're across it, but any update on the Burr McGuey boat ramp? I knew that was due to be finished around mid-December. Do you know how that's travelling?
Yeah, so I had a look today, actually. It looks like it's just about done. It's just a bit of clean-up work going around, but the floating pontoons are in and the ramps look set, and they still had fencing up around it, but it looks like it's just about ready to go. It's still very shallow there at low tide. They did dredge Burnley River, but they didn't get very far up the river because they ran out of funds or something, and it's still very shallow for a big boat to launch there at low tide. You might have a bit of trouble, so the main ramp's probably better for boats over 5 metres. But it's definitely a good ramp now and a good access for wheelchairs if they want to go fishing in the river there and stuff. So, yeah, no, I think it's going to be definitely open before Christmas.
Trapman, anything else before we let you go?
No, that's about it, mate. Just need the weather guides to be nicer to us and we'll be all happier.
Too easy, mate. Well, look, if we don't speak to you, have a Merry Christmas and a safe one and a good New Year.
You too, mate. Yeah, I appreciate the calls and say good days. And, yeah, no, it's hopefully this New Year's a bit different than the last one.
Absolutely. All the best. Cheers, Trapman.
All right, buddy.
By night, he goes by Jason Moyse, but in the daytime, he is Trapman Bermagui joining us there, the commercial fisherman from Bermagui, and we wish him and everyone in Bermagui and Naruma and across the whole South Coast a very Merry Christmas. 2EC.